The decisions they make influence sports in Arizona now and in the future. Every move they make is news. Doug and Wolf bring you Newsmakers Week 2019, presented by Enterprise Bank and Trust. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Guest today, Cliff Kingsbury at 7:15, head coach of the Cardinals, coach of the Coyotes, 9 o'clock, Rick Tockett, and president of GCU at 9:30, Brian Mueller. And right now, our first guest on the last day of Newsmakers Week 2019 is head coach Kevin Guy of the Arizona Rattlers. How's the family? Good morning.
Family's good. You know, coming off Valentine's Day, and it's always happens in training camp, and I get a lot of stars for forgetting about it every year. So,
did you do anything? Did you buy flowers? Or
no. You know, for me, you know, the story behind that is
next year, Kathy, I'm sending you flowers. And how about that?
Coach, it's Valentine's Day every day.
Well, it is. When you're married to KG, it's Valentine's
Day.
There
we go.
But it's you know, I when we were in Huntsville, Alabama, that was my first year I was married.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I decided that, you know, hey, we're going to. I wasn't going to make any reservations. Oh, there'd be plenty of restaurants. I had one in mind, and I was going to take.
We had three restaurants there.
Well, it was like I didn't realize it was a restaurant town. Everybody eats out.
Yeah.
Now today it's not a big surprise, but back, it was kind of the culture was changing back then. So everywhere we went, it was 2-hour wait, and we wound up getting Kentucky Fried Chicken that night. So for 17 years, my wife, she's like, we do Kentucky Fried Chicken every Valentine's.
Well, so. You're so romantic.
That's very well done.
You know, at the end of the day, we do a lot of things together outside of Valentine's Day, so it's all good.
For those of you that don't know, Kevin and I joke about stuff like that all the time because we were both in Huntsville, Alabama together in our careers, and then just luck has it that or unlucky, depending on what mood we're in, ended up together in Phoenix. Okay, this is weird. I don't know how many people know this. You are coaching against a team you own this year.
That's correct.
Is there anything normal about that?
You know what? It's been a pleasant surprise.
You own
surprise.
The Tucson football team, right?
Yeah.
And you're the head coach of the Huntsville. See, I'm going old school. Of the Phoenix football team.
Yeah, okay. Arizona Rattlers. So,
okay.
I had a lot of conversations with Ron Schertz, and obviously in the last 10 years we've been pretty successful here at the Arizona Rattlers, and he's always pushing me to keep building my brand, and an opportunity came up at the league level, and it was accepted at the league level. We have to do some things outside the box to grow our league, and you look at some of these other new leagues that popped up. You have one owner that owns every team, and then you look at the Arena League. There's six teams, and two owners own all six teams. So we're no different. We got to do some things outside the box, and there was an opportunity there. But
this league's growing, right? You got Tucson and San Diego this year.
Yeah, and we're up to 10 teams, and we've already got applications on 4 other markets for next year.
Wow.
So,
talk to us about that, Kevin. The Indoor Football League.
Yeah,
tell people what that league is.
Well, I'm on the expansion committee now, and so Arizona was kind of here by herself. After there was the collapse of the West Coast, it left Arizona Rattlers here by herself, and all the arena teams are on the East Coast now. And Ron Schertz made the decision to move to the Indoor Football League because there was a lot of Midwestern teams, but we were still in Arizona by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So. This move to Tucson not only helps, they've been great down there, and I really have fell in love with the city and the people of Tucson, but, it also helps, the Arizona Rattlers. All these leagues are set up with a travel budget, and as soon as Tucson came up, then we was able to get San Diego market. So we're just going to continue to grow, and, we've been building the league and having a lot of conversations, behind the scenes and putting a plan together on how we're going to grow, and it's been working for us. So,
Kevin Guy is the head coach of the Arizona Rattlers. He joins Doug and Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios for Newsmakers Week. You mentioned San Diego and here. Conveniently enough or inconveniently enough, both cities have an Alliance of American Football team in them as well. Mm-hmm. So to try to attract the secondary football fan, has that been any kind of a positive or negative impact on you guys that there's now the Arizona Hotshots when they're competing for somewhat the same dollar and the same football fan, even though it's two entirely different games, indoor and outdoor. Does that affect you guys? Have you seen a negative or positive impact?
You know, I wish them all the success in the world, but the Arizona Rattlers has been in this market since 1992. We've done a lot in this community over the 26 years that we've been in this market. And just this last year, we became the first program in indoor and arena football history to win over 300 football games. And, you know, we averaged over 14,000 a game last year.
Had great attendance last year.
Great attendance. We had one game over 18, two over 16. So, you know, we're very confident in who we are and what we've done for this community. So, you know, we've got a winning program. And, you know, if you want to get out and you know, watch a program that has only missed the playoffs three times in 26 years, you know, Arizona, you get a lot of bang for your buck there.
So your home opener is what, March 3rd, I believe, right? Your home opener?
That's a great question. I'm in training camp right now. I believe it is, yes. Okay. We open up right. Against one of the Iowa teams, Cedar Rapids.
What kind of experience is a fan going to have if they come down and watch that game?
Well, it's a party, and it's like going to a concert and there's a football game going on right. as well. And a lot of family. I see a lot of families in the stands. You know, and like I said, you get a lot of bang for your buck. But you know, the atmosphere around the game. You know, it's an event. And, oh, by the way, there's a football game as well. So, you know, I think that a lot of people are drawn to it because of just the atmosphere that's around the football game.
Arena renovations. It's a big yep. deal. And yes. they're supposedly going to happen in the summer. What does that do for you guys? What it helps
for the talking stick?
Yeah. If terrible. Is it, do you have to go to the west side? What are your plans for that time, or do you have any?
You know, I just text somebody right before I walked in. And said,
did you?
Yeah. I text Chris. I say, hey, have we made an announcement on this yet, or can I talk about it? But, you know, the truth is I do know what we're going to do, and we're looking at, you know, we're looking at some options, but I kind of know where we're going, but we just haven't made an announcement yet. So
it's Glendale or Tempe, right? I mean, it's got to be one or the other.
Well, you know, I don't know. You have to look behind the curtain.
But this is Newsmakers Week.
It's Newsmakers. Yeah.
Make news, Kevin Guy. Make the announcement. Come on.
We will be in our market. We're not leaving our market.
How about this? How are you guys going to be this year?
I plan on competing for a championship. I was really, you know, we got beat on the last play in overtime in the semifinals to go to the championship last year. And you know, we missed a field goal. The game was tied. We were on the 8-yard line. It was pretty much an extra point. And, you know, I sat down and had a conversation with our kicker after the game. I said, look, you didn't lose the game. There was plenty of plays out there to be made, but you could have won it. And it, you know, we didn't – it just didn't happen. And we were just good enough to get beat last year. We were 11-4. We lost four games by a total of 11 points. And, you know, we were good. We could compete with every team in the league, but we weren't dominant. And this year, you're going to see us get back to being dominant. We changed our philosophy on defense. You know, we had trouble. We could stop anything except the running quarterback. And, you know, when you run the quarterback, you got an extra blocker. So we had pass rushers, some undersized D linemen, and that caused problems. So we got bigger. We changed our philosophy. We got bigger and got some run stoppers during the offseason.
And the indoor football league is more like the outside game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Outdoor football.
Yeah, it's very close to what you see in Canada with you have multiple guys in vertical motion, but it is more like the outdoor game. So, you know, we wanted to get more physical in our secondary. I was just talking to you about it off air, but you know, we do not bring defensive backs in that don't play square. Okay, I've never seen a good football player that doesn't play square.
What do you mean by playing square?
Well, I just, when you watch college football, I just want to throw up when I watch these defenses.
Amen.
And you know, I see these defensive backs playing sideways and running sideways with their eyes in the backfield. And you know, I'm just old school. You know, we teach them to play square. They got to be able to have lateral movement and you know, keep things in front of you and take away. We're going to take away something. We're going to run to something. We're taking away the inside. We're going to run to everything outside. And I can always change the coverage if they start running routes to the outside. But, you know, at least we know what they're going to do to try to beat us, and we know how to make the adjustments. But this sideways stuff, I don't know how these guys coach this stuff today. It makes me sick.
Kevin Guy, head coach, Arizona Rattlers. You've been doing Newsmakers Week for years, so you know the last question. What do you want fans to know about the Arizona Rattlers for 2019?
Well, like always, our expectations are high. We're planning on competing for a championship. you know, there's things that you can't control or injuries. But other than that, you know, it starts at the top in our organization. Ron Schertz does a great job of setting tone and direction, giving us all the resources we need to be successful. And we take it serious that our season ticket holders and our fans spend their money with us. And we want to make sure we put a good product on the field. But we plan on competing for a championship this year. And you know, it's time for us to host. Now, where we're going to host, I don't know. You know, we'll see what the renovations happen. But, you know, but we're going to be in the hunt, and you know, we're always the hunters. That's our mindset. And you know, when you come to our games, 99% of the fans that's in our stands are Rattler fans. You know, they're not from somewhere else. And you know, you're going to see a winning program. So you get a lot of bang for your buck when you come see the Arizona Rattlers.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring the family down to watch that.
Yeah,
I'm
you
serious.
Should.
Absolutely.
We'll get you some good seats. I might have a little bit of pull.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, Kevin.